98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Yeah, Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney will be calling in here shortly. Wolf, I did want to bring this up. I mentioned it when we had Kevin Ray on, but I wasn't just like throwing this out there. Our own Kellen Olsen tweeted this out about an hour ago now. DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, Jay Crowder, Chris Paul, all out tonight against the Clippers.
Damn.
The injuries, or whatever, not necessarily injuries. Right ankle soreness for DA. Low back soreness for Devin Booker.
Okay.
Right ankle soreness for Jay Crowder.
Damn.
Right thumb injury management for Chris Paul. That sounds like a major in college, doesn't it?
Yeah, that right there is basically, do you have any pain whatsoever in your body? Because if you do, you're sitting out tonight. If there's anything that is wrong with you, it kind of sounds like that's where they're headed, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're managing an injury.
I do. Listen, I don't want to be out of my mind on this.
I get it tonight.
Exactly right. I think you're right on that. A back-to-back. You got three games left. Yeah, why not tonight? Just go ahead and relax a little bit with some of these guys. I get that. But I just don't want to see him go into this, oh, we're done, and that's it. And a week and a half, that's too long, man.
Yeah, no, that I agree with 100%. I don't want this to linger, but at the same time, if you don't play tonight, you're still playing Friday. You're still playing Sunday. You just played not that long ago before the game last night. So it's not like you're just taking a week off. It's second half of back-to-back. It's almost like a game that shouldn't, in quotes, be there. All right, over to hockey. Somebody that knows a lot about back-to-backs since they've played about 50 back-to-backs this year. Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Coach, how's it going?
Very good. What about you guys?
We're doing good, Bear. Really appreciate your time right now, especially we're glad you're not hiking camelback.
Yeah, if my dad would be with that temperature, I might struggle a little bit.
All right, Coach, you've had more than your fair of injuries to deal with lately, and yet your team is 2-2 in their last four. You've been right around 500 since mid-December, so we're talking a good chunk of the season now. With 12 games to go, where are you at in terms of just the progress you've seen your team make in year one?
Well, we're happy about a lot. You know, the first objective we had this year is to build a culture, build a work ethic in our practice. We're building the leadership inside our team, and that, you know, and you could see the progression throughout the season. You can look at all our young guys, young veteran to first-year player, and all of those guys. The progression is there. So we're really happy. What happened in the last 10 days, week, 2 weeks, is the number of injury plus the trades. I think now we're kind of in a different mode in the sense of we're trying to get everybody back on the same page, get in sync, and to get a little bit more cohesion in our game. So I think the guys are battling really hard to do that. But we're not as consistent in our performance as we were when we had everybody, and that's normal. But any good team can number of players play together for years. They get better all the time together because they learn to read off each other and learn to play together, to communicate and all of it. Us, with a number of injuries, we have Johnny, Michele, Carconi, and me, and Kaliakarak, and all those guys are new to our team. We had to Richie and those guys. So it's a lot of pieces to
You know, Bear, for the most part, in my 10-year career in the National Football League, I was out of almost every season by December. There was no playoffs for the team that I was playing for by December. And a lot of times a coach would go ahead and start getting some of the younger players a lot more reps. Having said that, right now, with 12 games left for you, are you going to distribute ice time any differently over these last 12 games?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a really good point. You need to, because there's decision has to be made for the roster for next year in the sense of where those guys can fit. Can they fit or not? Are they 3 months, and will it be ready in 3 months in the season next year or at the beginning of the year, or do they need another full year in the AHL or what? You know, you need to see those guys. So there's some of that evaluation, it's in there, and that's, we can lie about it, or we can go with matter of fact. That's the way it is. You give opportunity to those guys, and they have a chance to prove themselves and to force our fans to give them a great opportunity moving forward. But as well, I'm being loyal to the veteran as well. Mm-hmm. You cannot give it free. You know, the young guys, they need to earn it. When I say earn it, it's compete level, it's paying attention, being focused, not about making mistakes. That's okay, making mistakes. It's part of the sports. It's a game of mistake. But are you competing at the highest level you can? And are you paying attention? Are you focused? Are you repeating the same mistake? Those kind of things are important. And you need to be loyal to your veteran as well who fought for you during the entire season.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Coach, Nick Schmaltz scored the other night. He tied a career high with 21 goals this season. When you look at how many games he has missed earlier in the season, and it took him a little bit of time to get going, but also now even going forward, he's not going to have Clayton Keller or even Lawson Crouse the rest of the season, it doesn't seem like, to work with. What have you seen from Nick Schmaltz offensively you think you can build around next year and beyond?
Well, Schmaltz is really smart. You know, he's the kind of player who's easy to play with because every decision he makes with the puck makes sense. It's common sense. If you're open, he will see you. He will distribute the puck. He's going in that dirty area this year. He's going at the net. You have a lot of situation where he's around the net. He's there for the tip. He's there for the backdoor play or whatever it is, or the screen on the goalie when it's there. So yeah, he play a pretty complete game, and he's getting much better and much stronger in his battle. I think he made a commitment to keep improving his strength off the ice, and it start to pay off. So I really like his commitment and his desire to be better every day. And like you mentioned, the fact Kells is not there, that changed things, because Kells is the only player who can play a certain style of play, which will hold on puck and bring the puck back south sometime and stuff like that. And Schmaltzy can play with him. Now, without Kells, Schmaltzy has to adapt and play more a north-south game, because we don't have a lot of fire in our team who can play like Kells play. So that's an adjustment for Schmaltzy, and so far he's doing a really good job at it.
Coach, we appreciate the time, and good luck tomorrow against Vancouver.
Thank you, Bear.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. When we come back, after setting a new franchise record last night, how much are we going to see the Suns rest guys down the stretch? We already have some insight on some guys that are resting tonight. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
You've been listening to the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke, brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.